This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 5 days a week I do this. 3 hours a day. Probably about 4 hours of prep. Producers involved, all kinds of talented people to bring you what we believe is one of the finest talk shows in America. And we're glad you're with us. You can find out more about the team at kjradio.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and of course the site for conservative social media, which is teapartycommunity.com. Anyway, I got to tell you about the left on Twitter. Actually, I want to tell you about the left on social media in general. Now, before I even get into that, I want to explain to you, and I've said it before, social media is so important. It is the media now of not only the left, it's the way even many people on the right get our news. And whether we like it or not, we've got to come to the technology age. So we're getting to the point where we get our news on smartphones. Have you checked the news on your phone at any time in the last month? Of course you have. I have. I have Yahoo News. I pull it up. It'll come up as a thing. Guess what? So-and-so just died. Because that's the way it is. And we get our, you know, kids and grandkids to help us to get plugged in, and we do the best we can, but we don't take nearly the advantage of it as the left does. And they're always looking for ways to keep us on our toes. So whether it's it was MySpace for a while, right? And it was Facebook and Twitter. And then it became Instagram and Insta this and Maxi that and whatever else. And there's all kinds of stuff, honestly, that I don't know. And I quit playing the game. And I know that's why we're having a little more trouble than I'd like getting people to come over to teapartycommunity.com. But I'm going to tell you, the difference is most of those sites are set up by liberals. They will censor your thought. We don't. Now, back to social media. The left would say and do whatever they want in social media. I've been kicked off more social media platforms in a month than you probably will be in a lifetime because I'm so opinionated about my beliefs in conservatism. And it got to the point of where we stopped investing. We spent hundreds of hours on this site. I forget the name of it now. Starts with a Z, was it? Anyway, I can't remember. But we spent hundreds of man hours building up the people that paid attention to us, etc., and we kept getting kicked off. Then we were trying to be sneaky to get back on. I said, look, if we got to sneak around in order to get on a social media site, what good is it? It's social media to get our voices out there. They are stamping it out. But they say whatever they want, and it's no repercussion. So I'm arguing with this guy on Twitter, and he's mad at me because I fight back. He's upset. I defend my position. I go at him just as hard as he comes at me. Blah, 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 blah. You know, so I'm over the top. I'm all in. Every time he says something, bam, I'm smacking him down. And so at one point, I say to him, it's going to be so much fun when I block you. Because, see, that's the power you possess. The same way they have the power to kick you off, the power you have is to kick them off. And they can't stand it. You want to know why? Because they don't like not being in power. They don't like having that control over you. So you know what they say? They say, yeah, because you're just too chicken to fight. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you just got, you're roadkill. You are freaking roadkill. I'm in the rearview mirror going, ha, 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 because you've been run over. Use whatever metaphor you want. I have kicked the living crap out of you verbally, you know, through text. And you're sitting there, you want to block me because you're scared. But first of all, I'm not scared at you sitting behind a computer. Okay, I would be crazy to be scared of anybody sitting behind a computer. Certainly, with my ability with language, I'm not afraid of you because I've already handed you your butt. You know, how many engraved platters with your butt on it do you need before you finally go, I've got enough to serve my entire family? So that's number one. I have no fear of you because I'm 10 times smarter. But the second thing is, he implies that I'm afraid. Oh, you're afraid. Look, I have so many threats that come to me daily, weekly, monthly. Are you really? To find me is easy. It really is. I'm being honest with you. I'm not calling people out like, come over and do it. I'm just telling you, to find me on public schedule, you know, it won't take you 2 hours. It won't take you an hour of effort to find me. You know why people don't find me? Because they know that I'm serious when I say, you find me, you have just made a deal with the devil, buddy, because I'm telling you, you are not going to go home from this encounter. That's why. They know I'm serious. I get tired of cleaning up after the metaphorical carnage that I deal with these guys, and yet they still want a threat. They still want a threat. I have a life. I delete these people because I know it sends them into a frenzy. Oh, I just got deleted by Kevin Jackson. He's afraid. Yeah, really. Okay, we'll go back. Here's the thread. You let me know if I was afraid. No, I'm sick of you. I'm tired of cleaning up. It's like, you know, they're like babies and you left the diaper off of them. You ever been a father and the diaper, you didn't put the diaper on tight enough and suddenly you walk around, there's your little kiddo walking around the house and then you're like, oh, what is that he stepped in and it's his own doo-doo? That's the way I look at dealing with liberals. When they get into these, you're so mean and you're so mean-spirited, whatever. Okay, fine. See, I got to go clean up after their messes. But I'll tell you this, I make this challenge yet again. I've done it on my show. I used to do it all the time. People know it that have been listening to the program. If you are a leftist, let me know and I will debate you anytime, anywhere. I'll come to your school. I'll come, you know, whatever. You got to fund it, but I'll come. And I'll debate you anytime, anywhere on any subject of around politics as you want to discuss it from a liberal point of view. And here's the other side to you folks. If you know of a leftist, you let me know and I'll debate them and I will destroy them because that's what I do. And let me tell you something. For those of who are listening to this program and maybe have never heard me, how many people do you know will make that claim? I've never lost an argument to a liberal. I never will. You have a fighter that will fight until he has no more air in his breath and he will be the metaphorical Mike Tyson in his prime forever. Never gonna lose. That's what you have here. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Most of the news that we are discussing today, folks, is great news for us, great news for the country, in fact, great news for the world. The world is a safer place a year and a half post-Obama than it's been in over a decade. That's the truth. America is a better country right now than it has been in a decade, unquestionably. And the left is going to fight us. I was talking to some friends of mine, and they were saying, Kevin, where's all this come from? And, you know, I got to tell you, sometimes it gets annoying because everywhere I go, that's what people want to talk about. Kevin, give me this, tell me. And to be honest with you, I'm no more of a sage in this other than I study it. But I'm no more of a sage in this than anybody else. I just an observant person. I'll get it out. Just hold your horses. I'm observant and pretty smart, logically thinking. And so I recognize things sometimes before you get it, but I don't think I see anything that's that profound. But I'm going to tell you something that's going on right now. So I'm looking for representation because I think it's time to notch things up to the next level. And I contacted a group that I contacted 7 years ago, and the guy was like, well, I don't know, man, you know. And at the time, I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I was ready. It's hard to say. I ended up getting the deal with Fox on my own, so I know I was ready in that respect. But anyway, this guy, I contact him. I go, hey, Mark, you know, we talked to each other back at this time, 2011. You know, here's what I sent you at the time. You know, it's kind of a primer. And he's like, oh, yeah, Kevin, I remember you. And so I gave him some options. I said, here's some things I'm looking to do, this, that, and the other. And here's what he says to me. He writes me back. He says, Kevin, I have a real problem representing a Trump supporter. I went, really? And he goes on to say, you know, anybody who would believe his lies, and he just goes on. And I went, wow. I said, because here's the deal with me. I don't have a problem with you being an Obama supporter, even though I didn't believe his lies. I said, I look at it as we have a job to, you know, if I'm looking for a person, and by the way, I'm not going to hire this guy, but I just want you to understand what you go through. So I said, look, that's the difference between you and me. I'm not going to let a stranger determine what my relationship's going to be with you. You and I know each other, you know, to a point. We met 7 years ago and talked this out, and you decided you didn't want to do it. I wasn't big enough at the time. Now, apparently, I am. And you say, well, you're a Trump supporter. Okay, so you were happy when it was the time of Obama and you could represent me because you were on the, quote, winning team. But now that I'm on the winning team, you can't represent me. What did I do? What do I have to do with Donald Trump? Any more than what did you have to do with Barack Obama? Nothing. But you, theoretically, you've met me, we've communicated, you've never done this with Barack Obama, but you're siding with him. Is that the way you pick your friends? Is that the way you rule your life? So I just let this guy have it. I'm like, look, man, first of all, I'm not just a Trump supporter. I'm a pragmatist. If Trump screws up, I will tell you he screwed up. The same way I tell you that Obama screwed up. And you can be as big of an Obama fan as you want. But I'm a black man that has to experience what he does. And he has done a lot to not make it good for black folks in America. Now, if you can match me on that, this dude's in Italian, I'm going, let's go toe-to-toe on it. But the fact is, I'm not looking at you going, well, listen, do you philosophically believe in Donald Trump? Because if you don't, you can't represent me. Your job is to represent me to the best of your ability based on my abilities. And if we're friends, do it. Do your job. So he goes, and you're right. I go, I know I'm right. I'm sick of you lefties. Every time something doesn't go your way, well, I'm not going to help you because this guy that I don't even know that ruined it for black people, that ruined it for everybody, but I believe in his ideology. Well, screw you. This is the way you do things. This is the way we're supposed to get along. Anyway, I have these conversations all the time. And I'm telling you, this dude is the VP of one of the largest entertainment companies on the planet. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm not. I gave him both barrels. And you know what he did? He said, man, you're right. He says, let's talk about it. Now, I don't know if they're going to go with me. Don't know, don't care. But I told him, whether you choose at this point to go with me or not doesn't matter to me. Because I'm going to make it. I'm going to do whatever it is I've set my mind to do. I believe it's God's will, and I'll make it happen. With or without you. But understand this, I have no less respect for you than when I first sent the message and said, hey, do you want to reconvene on this conversation? And you wrote back, yes, you do. So there we are. And understanding that, look, by the way, I said he's Italian, he's a Jewish guy. I'm like, this dude is a New York Jew. What do you think? Am I naive? Do I think that he might be a conservative? I know he's a freaking liberal. That's all that is up there. But it doesn't matter. He's over one of the top entertainment companies in the industry. If you can help me, great. If you can't, shake hands and we move on, bro. No big deal. Hey. Jeez, man. These dogmatic, you're for Trump, I can't represent you. And you, let me tell you, that happens so often. So often. If Trump screws up, watch how much I'm for him. If Donald Trump goes, you know what, I think we do need to be lax on immigration, I'm not going to build a wall, you know, I think that we do need to raise corporate taxes, I was probably a little hasty, I don't think we need to be dealing with trade, I would be like, what the heck happened to this clown? That's what I would say. Where does this come from? We've allowed a culture where guys like my buddy Mark, my acquaintance Mark, dictate what's going to happen in your life, the life of your children. These leftist professors aren't going to let your kids out of college with good grades unless they have succumbed to leftism. Is that what you want? Gaia tweeted this. He says, how to college like a liberal. One, go to college. Two, accumulate debt. Three, pick a stupid major. Four, graduate with that useless degree. Five, play the victim. Six, blame society. Seven, vote Democrat. It's difficult to argue with that logic because that is the cycle. And I've talked about this. I said, given the chance all over again, now I didn't, you know, I was a scholarship kid. But for you folks that are saving up all this money for your children's educations, given the chance, what do you think about saying, hey, son or daughter, I'm going to accumulate $250,000 for your education. You can spend it in college or you can spend it in a career. In other words, I'll start you out in a business of your choice. Now, here's what I suggest. If you're going to do the business of your choice, you go to a correspondence school. You know, if you want to be a carpenter, I'm going to get you the carpenter's apprentice and you're going to learn how to do it. Then we'll start your business if you got the right idea. If you want to be a welder, whatever it is. But I'll give you this money as a start. Or if you want to be in business, you know, get the least expensive business degree you can and maybe have $200,000 left over, $150,000 to start your business. Or have $150,000 as you learn a business. In other words, get through college as cheaply as you can, and I'll put this money away. That's what I would say to my kid. Oh, Kevin, if they go to Harvard, they'll have all these connections, which means they'll probably end up being crooks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he spoke at a VA hospital. The president took the opportunity to talk about the veterans' unemployment rate.
So with our booming economy, I'm also proud to report that the veterans' unemployment recently achieved its lowest level in more than 20 years. That means a lot of jobs are taking place.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys until the end of Friday to work out terms of next week's proposed hearing on Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Now, how is this playing out, though, in the court of public opinion? CBS caught up with some people who shared their thoughts on the case.
Dr. Ford should have an opportunity to explain her side. I absolutely believe that Mr. Kavanaugh should have his side, but the continual tugging and pulling and everything is just political gamesmanship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I stand here as a freed slave.
This is Sparta!
Hey, where are the white women at?
He's a Negro.
There are some real shenanigans going on.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time? My producer's like, you get paid to say yeah. Yeah, in fact, you make more than I do, which I don't mind. It's okay. White privilege. Anyway, I was talking about just the craziness of the world. Let me give you a situation that's happening in Wackademia. I talk about Wackademia in my second book and also my third book. But in my second book, I talk about it from the standpoint of how much money is spent on just craziness of it. Actually, I'm wrong. Race pimping. I talk about the money spent in diversity in Wackademia, and that's what this subject is about. And this is from academia.org. UCLA professor unravels diversity sham. In the latest issue of the Chronicle Review, UCLA historian Russell Jacoby offers some insights into the campus diversity craze that are actually refreshing. And here's what he says. Jacoby asks, should all quarters of society demographically and reflect all other quarters? Why? Should there be more pacifists in the military? Fewer Indian motel owners? As well, Jacoby notes, inasmuch as academic leftists champion diversity, a certain irony must be signaled. For decades, they have poured scorn on essentialism and posited that all identity is constructed. After years of postmodern guff, the arguers reversed themselves. You are your group identity. Essentialism, pure and simple. You're your group identity. Then going back to what I was talking about the other day with Dolezal, you can be who you want to be. You want to be, you're white, you want to be black. If you can get away with it. You black, you want to be white, do it. As long as you don't tell people that that's what your goal is. If you can pass, pass, but shut up. Keep your mouth shut. It's funny how it goes back and forth, but the rules change depending upon the direction. You know what I'm saying? But they want everything even. Again, I was in California, and I was trying to find a hotel. It was packed. And five of the hotels we went to, owned by Indians. Now, I didn't go, this is an outrage. I think these Indians just don't want to let me in because I'm black. It was like, no. I just thought, wow, it's amazing how many Indians own hotels, you know, motels around here. And I sure wish I knew one that could get me in. Hey, Alibaba or Benji, whatever, can you hook a brother up? Anyway, he says, of course, he does not let conservatives off the hook. Although, even here, he does make an interesting point. And here's a quote. Conservatives say they are underrepresented among college professors, he writes. Oddly, they, or the researchers who support their argument do not target student populations for disparities where the issue first arose. I don't know what he's trying to say there. It says, of course, he dismisses the attempts to track the imbalance of faculty of those to the right of center. What's next, the guy writes. A study showing English professors prefer shopping at Whole Foods to Walmart. He's trying to minimize the idea that in academia, it's obvious there's not enough conservative thinkers. And, of course, it's producing the very problem that's being created in America, but no harm, no foul. It's too difficult to read this story on the radio. It really is, because it's a guy writing about a guy. So I apologize in advance for that. But let me just get to the crux of it. The crux of it is that when academia is forced to study itself and look at everything that it talks about in terms of society, you know what it finds out? It's more racist than regular society. It's more classist than regular society. It's more misogynist than a regular society. It's got all the problems that regular society has on steroids. All of them. There's not enough black faculty. There's not enough black students. How could you get away with this in any other thing except government-sanctioned indoctrination? How could you get away with this? Oh, by the way, and produce an inferior product. See, Google, the reason why Google doesn't struggle with this as an issue is because Google looks for excellence. Google says, hey, you come in, we want to hire you. If you're excellent, you get hired. Well, Google, you only seem to have a lot of Indian and Chinese men, and you got a few white guys, but, you know, not enough white women, not enough, whatever. And they're like, okay, but you know any? But in academia, where the numbers are going down every year, year after year, I mean the height to jump to get over the academic bar is that of a white man jumping. It ain't like Michael Jordan here. It's Larry Bird, okay? Oh, yeah, I took it racial. Anyway, what I'm telling you folks is academia looks at itself and says, uh-oh, here's what's going on with this, and I'm going to try to make sense of it. He says, nevertheless, he notes an interesting trend documented in a study last year. The ratio of Democrats to Republicans or liberals to conservatives went from 1-1 in the 1920s, 2-1 in the 1950s, 14-1 in the year 2010. What do you think it is in 2016? You see that trend line? 1-1, 2-1, 14-1. Where's WACademia going to be in the next 40 years at the present rate? Why are we funding this? And you know what I talked about earlier? Al Sharpton, Al Sharpton wants academia to be free. So he wants you to pay so that we can continue to hire more liberal professors, get them tenure so they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and teach that to your children. That's what they want. And you see the trend line. And then you wonder why I tell you, you got to talk to these fools. You got to talk to these liberals. You can't back down from them. Because when you're not talking to them, let me tell you who is. The media is. Politicians are. Hillary Clinton, every time they hold a rally, it's an indoctrination. It's doubling down on all these bad policies and trying to convince these in Hillary's case, the 50 or so people that show up, how bad we are. And in Bernie's case, a couple thousand college kids who are all ready. They're salivating. They're yeah, we can't wait. Woo, we can't wait to get the free stuff. And so when you don't talk to them, the politicians succeed. The liberal media succeeds because their goal is very simple: to divide us. And they've done that. What do we call Obama? Come on. He's a great divider. There's hardly a person that can argue that we are more separate now than prior to Obama. The only way you'd argue that is if you're just trying to make, you just want to be a contrarian. Okay, Kevin, whatever you say, I'm going to say the opposite. Because the fact of the matter is, we are more polarized as a nation under Barack Obama. And he did it. It wasn't like it came out of nowhere. Barack Obama started it. He started talking about black issues as if black issues were separate from white issues. I love it when they tell him, oh, Kevin, you know, this criminal justice thing is a black issue. Let me tell you who gets arrested in China. The poor people of China. The poor people who are put in bad circumstances, who commit bad acts, they get arrested. You want to know who it is in Scandinavia? It isn't blacks. It's Scandinavians, the Irish. You want to see some scrappy little poor people? Go to the Irish. The Irish will kick your butt, man, and take your wallet as quick as any black dude. That's who's being arrested in Ireland. It ain't a bunch of Negroes. This is not a black issue. It's an Irish issue. You know who the cops stump the heads of? They don't import black people so they can beat them up and go, see, Irish, we ain't going to touch y'all. We're going to beat up these Negroes. No, they beat up the Irish. There is no such thing as a black problem. There is a societal problem that impacts a certain people based on their circumstances. End of story. But Obama, the great divider, wants you to believe it's a black issue, or it's a woman issue, or it's a gay issue. No, it's not. It's an American issue that is more than likely, it is 99.9% brought on by liberalism and or liberal policies. That's the deal. They want to tell you, oh, it's a gun problem. No, it isn't. We don't have gun problems. We have stupid liberal problems because stupid liberals get guns. They don't obey the rules and they misuse, pardon me, they misuse everything. They're the ones who misuse alcohol. I talk to my kids. I haven't. My oldest son, he's 26 years old. He still has never taken a drink in his life. None of my kids. You guys will think I'm lying. They've never been drunk. Never. They understand the rules of alcohol. My oldest son just doesn't drink. He's old enough. He just says, I have no need for it. Very religious kid. Anyway, the liberals will tell you, it's guns. Obama's been, you know this, he's the best gun salesman in the history of the Republic. And he's ruined more relationships than internet porn. The only person who may be challenging at this point is Donald Trump. Because, man, we got some people that are just dyed in the wool. You know, you say something negative against Trump. But I'm going to forgive him for the time being because I'm going to give him a chance to redeem themselves. When we come back, we're going to talk more about
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the...
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I asked earlier, where's Sean Penn? Is Venezuela in a meltdown? Where's Sean Penn? Who else was hanging with Hugo Chavez back in the day? You want to know who? Kevin Spacey. Where's Kevin Spacey? Oh, wait, that's right. He's a nobody now. What about Tim Robbins? He was hanging with Hugo as well. Hugo Chavez bankrolled Danny Glover to the tune of $20 million to produce a couple of movies. One of which was, get this, a movie about Toussaint Louverture. the Haitian slave that led the revolt against the French and declared himself emperor? Yeah. Haiti needs another revolt. You know who's having a revolt right now in America? Kevin Jackson's about to let you know. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. A revolt is happening in America, and you believe it to be the Republicans. You say, we revolted. On November the 8th of 2016, we revolted. Okay, I'll give you that. But there's another revolt underway, and that revolt is the Democrats. Oh, yeah. You've caused an amazing amount of dissension within the Democrats. You did. You were disruptive. In industry, disruption leads to really beautiful things. So you disrupted the Democrats by voting in Donald Trump, a man they never thought would get elected. My favorite video of all time is all the Democrats promising there's no way Donald Trump was going to get elected. And my second, well, I don't know, I think this may be my favorite video, is the one where he gets elected and they're all crying in their milk. I love that one. But I also love to reflect back on how they said it wasn't going to happen, because you know what? You revolted. I'll give you that. We all did. We said, we know better than you because we've watched what's been happening over the decades, and it's time for a revolt. So along the lines of Toussaint Louverture of Haiti, we decided we were revolting, and we did. But there's a new one. There's a new disruption occurring, and this one isn't so good. I mean, it's a good disruption, but I'm saying the outcome is not the disruption that's going to mess us up, because our revolt is still going on. But there's another revolt that's happening, and it is the Democrats. The Democrats themselves are revolting against each other. Now, the media is not going to tell you that. They're going to tell you that we need to be afraid in the elections coming up in midterms. They told you the same thing, by the way, with Donald Trump. As I said earlier, they knew Hillary was going to win. They cooked the books in every possible way. I want you to think about the level of cheating, the level of deception, the coup d'etat in trying to get rid of Trump as a candidate, and they still lost. And now, with Donald Trump running, understanding the deep state, they believe that they still have their apparatus in place to make that happen, and they don't. Trust me, they don't. It's being disrupted at every turn. And now there is a revolt within the Democrat Party. There's a walkaway movement. I could give you the statistics that show you that the Democrat Party had been slipping, even with a bunch of old conservatives dying off. Year after year, the Democrats have slowly been eroding over time without Donald Trump in the mix. And now you've got Donald Trump, who is completely disruptive. Not only did he win, he was successful in his presidency. He remains the most... If Donald Trump stopped today, he'd be like Tiger Woods. You'd still be talking about him in golf. Okay, so what? He didn't catch Jack in the number of majors. It won't matter to you. You will never forget the name Tiger Woods in the way of golf. If Donald Trump left today, you would never forget him. He would go down in history as the best president, certainly in modern history. That's how disruptive he's been. And his disruption caused a big ripple in the Democrats. And now the Democrats are revolting, not against us, against themselves. That's the reason why their revolt has no impact on us. They're revolting against themselves. They are recognizing how wicked they are. They recognize their wicked media. They recognize their wicked sports figures, their entertainers. They recognize their wicked politicians. They recognize all the wicked nature of their party and what they're willing to do to gain and keep power. You're seeing it. And they're walking away in droves. Women leaving, I know, to come over to get their, you know, grabbed by Donald Trump. Blacks coming over to get whatever it is. What did Donald Trump say? What do you got to lose? Latinos understanding that they're not monolithic on illegal immigration, and they're coming over to get their pound of flesh. They're all coming over to Donald Trump. Young millennial women are coming over. Even, get this, college-educated women. They're coming over to get them some Trump. But they want you to believe that you're losing Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's got poster childs, all poster children, if you will, poster childs, all over the world. Venezuela's a perfect one, a good example. You've got the EU with Brexit, which Donald Trump led the way for Brexit. You've got Poland saying, we ain't taking any more, we're never taking any Muslims. You got countries rejecting boats. Go, you don't have to believe me, Google this. Rejecting boat, you know, the people landing and saying, you better keep on sailing. All across the country, you got people, all across the world, rather, you have people that are adopting the principles of Donald Trump. I dare you, leftists, to go look at the polling, if you will, of Donald Trump versus any world leader you admire, that a leftist admires. I dare you. Go look at Merkel's numbers compared to Donald Trump. Go look at Macron. Go look at Trudeau. Go look at any of them. None of them are higher than Donald Trump. Even whatever poll you want to pick, you can take the worst of the polls. Donald Trump still polls higher. So don't talk to me about what, you know, oh, we're doing so great. We You're not, the left is not doing great. They are not going to win the House. You can take it to the bank. Now, that doesn't mean we can't do our jobs. Their apparatus to cheat is being diminished every single day, moment by moment. Donald Trump is infiltrating him. And let me tell you how bad things have gotten, because you're saying, Kevin, okay, great. That's a bunch of words. It's a bunch of words, black man. What do you got for me? Here's what I got for you. Democrats are running with no party affiliation in cities. Big numbers. They're running with no party affiliation. Here's what I'm reading this article. The rules are workable enough in the right hands in the right corner of a right-leaning region of a state like this one. They're talking about Pennsylvania. A Democrat going around Pennsylvania. It's Connor Lamb. And they said, avoid the jacket and tie look so voters, wary enough of Democrats, do not think they are looking at a Jehovah's Witness. Got Connor Lamb now. He's in a polo shirt. They said, pivot to safe subjects. After a local here loudly mocked the idea of Russian collusion with President Trump to appear, Mr. Lamb, 34, moved in to introduce himself, telling the man who said he was Russian about falling in love with Russian cuisine when he was in the Marines. You listening? Yeah, he doesn't want to address the idea that the Democrats are trying to impeach Donald Trump over Russian collusion. So the only tie he had with this guy is to say, oh, yeah, you know, I ate some Russian food. I ate some Petrovsky or whatever. I don't know. What they got? Pierogies? I don't know. Is that Russian? Anyway, he ate some Russian food, and he's going to relate to this guy because, hey, I ate a pierogi or something in the Marines. But don't touch the issue. Oh, and let's not remind him that you're a Democrat. Don't be a button-up Democrat. Don't start talking about illegal immigration. Don't start talking about raising taxes and all these other things. Remind him you're a Marine, because you know who loves the military. This Marine couldn't possibly be a Democrat, right? Because Marines aren't Democrats. The article goes on, and if all else fails, you'll love this. And it will often. There's always prayer. And here's what Lamb says. I was reading a little Isaiah this morning. He was approaching a guy named Paul Strano, 69, whose hat read, FBI, firm believer in Jesus. The two bowed heads. So he prayed with Paul Strano, age 69, a guy who says firm believer in Jesus, FBI hat. You know, that's the way he was going to get to him. The Democrat who booed God, you know, the party that booed God, the party that is more secular than anything in history. I mean, the people who want the nativity scenes out of places, he's going to sit down and pray with the guy. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father. A man of faith backing the party of abortion, promotion of homosexuality is what Strano said afterward. That the man sold himself. He said Mr. Lamb had his vote. Yeah, because this man now is going to vote for the individual. Let me tell you what's happening all around the country, folks. Democrats are disassociating, and that other word too, themselves with their party, and Republicans are firmly embracing the Trump doctrine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.